Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Trafalino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. This week, we had a lot of news coming out about tech policy out of India. It started on the 25th with a report that India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology was meeting with Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter regarding newly published rules that would require online platforms to actively remove and create tools to seek out unlawful content. Content would need to be removed within 24 hours of notice, and larger platforms would have to keep records of unlawful activity for 180 days. On the 26th, the Indian government announced new e-commerce rules that will have a major impact on Flipkart and Amazon in the country. Starting February 1st, e-commerce companies will be prevented from entering into exclusive agreements with sellers and be forbidden from selling products with companies in which they hold an equity interest. Finally, on the 27th, Reuters reported that, according to sources, flagship iPhone models will be manufactured in India for the first time. This would see Foxconn investing 25 billion rupees to expand a plant in Tamil Nadu and create 25,000 jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 4174, the Foundations for Evidence-Based Policymaking Act of 2017, which requires public information to be opened by default to the public in machine-readable formats. On Saturday, the Senate passed a resolution to resolve two amendments to the bill, approved by the House, which limit the act to larger agencies and provide some exemptions for the Federal Reserve. The bill now awaits the president's signature before going into law. This week also saw major news for ride-hailing and autonomous fleets. First, TechCrunch reported that Uber reached a tentative settlement with drivers in individual arbitration over employment status. The settlement would pay out 11 cents per mile driven by Uber, but would not address payment of expenses related to driving raised in the initial lawsuit. The settlement requires an unspecified number of the 160,000 drivers in arbitration to accept the offer before becoming effective. And then the driverless car startup Zoox received the first permit in California to transport passengers in vehicles as part of the autonomous vehicle passenger service pilot. The permit requires Zoox to have safety drivers on board, and they cannot charge for rides at this point, as well as provide the California Public Utilities Commission with incident reports, passenger mileage, and safety protocols. For those not familiar with Zoox, the company raised $800 million in venture funding since 2015 and plans to launch a fully autonomous, all-electric ride-hailing fleet by 2020. The German Higher Regional Court of Saarbrücken ruled that domain registers can be held secondarily liable for copyright infringement by customers if notified by rights holders of obvious infringement. The ruling was based on an appeal by Key Systems to a 2013 injunction to remove the domain h33t.com brought by Universal Music. Reuters reports that, according to sources, the White House is considering issuing an executive order in early 2019 barring U.S. companies from buying foreign telecommunications equipment from makers that pose a significant risk to national security. This order would seemingly target Huawei and ZTE, although they would not reportedly be specifically named in the order. This order would invoke the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which gives the president authority to regulate commerce in the event of a national emergency. Quartz reports that, according to a request for information by the IRS's National Office of Procurement, the agency is investigating using social media search tools to aggregate publicly available social media information to help auditors investigate tax evasion. The tools would need to be able to pull reports including biometric information, posts relating to business sales, and any public blog or chat room conversations. Currently, IRS employees are barred from using personal social media accounts for work or from creating fake accounts. Product demonstrations are due to the IRS by the week of January 28th, 2019. And finally, the New York Times reported on 1,400 pages of content moderation rule books from Facebook received from an anonymous employee and later confirmed by Facebook as being authentic. The patchwork of rules comes in the form of PowerPoint slides and Excel sheets and attempts to put complex speech and geopolitical issues into simple yes-no policy. The Times examination found that Facebook's rules are often out of date and written without native language speakers, with moderation actually done by outsourced firms of which Facebook has little oversight or visibility. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.